Shemeh the Lord
Talk Radio.
To the sun. And most of us live very phony lives. We work boring jobs, marry fake husbands and wives, working 9 to 5 to buy material things like big SUVs and diamond rings. We easily lose sight of what is actually real. Numb to the feelings we actually feel, lose touch with our surrounding environments, and instead see the world in terms of dollars and cents. It's easy to get caught up in your own little mind and forget that all life is completely entwined. Cause every blade of grass and all of mankind will add up to one when they're all combined. So love your neighbors even if they're different than you. Other races, religions, other species too. And just because you and another person don't agree doesn't make you holier than he or she. Just follow these rules for a blessed life. But don't kill, don't steal, don't cheat on your wife. Don't value an object over something that's living. Respect everybody and always be forgiving, because the universe is huge and we're so small. Just part of the one that encompasses all. So let go of your hatred, fill your heart with love, because for all of us below, there is one above. This is a song for God. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the Lord is God. The Lord is one, everything from a particle of dust to the sun. One is the darkness, one is the light, one is the day, one is the night, one is the land, one is the ocean, one is stillness, one is motion, one is resistance, one is compliance, one is religion, one is science, one is a bird, one is a tree, one is in you, one is in me, one is a Muslim, one is a Jew, one is a Christian and a Hindu, one is an atheist, one is a Buddhist, one is an anarchist, one is a nudist, one is what you do and one is what you think, one is what you eat, one is what you drink, one is in your lungs every time you take a breath, one is our life, one is our death, one is what you know, one is a surprise, one is invisible in front of your eyes. One is music, film, theater, and art. One is the end, one is the start. This is a song for God. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Lord is God, the Lord is one. Everything from a particle of dust to the sun.
Yes, one thing is for sure, blessed souls. Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings. We're alive because we want to be staying alive in Torah Chaim. Instructions of life, Torah Chesed. Instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim. Instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into the inner dimension of soul. Or blogtalkradio.com. This is Soul Class number 503. Meditation equals what most springs for the human soul program presentation number 11. Blessed is our Creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha. Blessing upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, as of this moment, in the most existential of moments, 9:32 a.m. on July 16th, in the year 2015. We're on Turtle Island here. Eastern Standard Time, a.k.a. the USA Unified Soul Actualization. Program content will focus on extracting inspirations from Os Aleph, literally the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Also, you can call it Chapter 1 from Torah's Chassidus Chabad in general, specifically from Shar Yuchud, the Gate of Unification, written by the Mittler Rebbe. Direct descendant of Kings David and Solomon. Our call-in number to listen is 347-838-8669. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. And before we go further, I'd just like to give a big shout-out to my supervisor, direct supervisor where I work, in social services, Reb Eitan Ben Sara, who went to the ER yesterday, and hopefully he is doing better. And also, we want to wish to our friend in the Sunshine State, A.R., we know who he is, and also to my Facebook friend, M.A., Meditatingly Meditations Actualizations, for her good vibes and her continual effort to make A.R. feel better. I also want to send out what we say in the Hebrew is a mazel tov to John Kane on the birth of twin sons, and we're just going to look that up, and okay, let's just look that up for a second, because he has one of the best radio shows, I think, in New York City. He's radio host John Kane, whose daughter gave birth to grandsons within the last 24 hours, to Troy and Tyson Kane. Shalom Aleichem, welcome to this blessed world. May you, two young men, two babies, two new human beings, fresh from heaven, do what you have to do to give nachas, to give joy to the great mystery, the one who is the source of all, and to your family, and to your grandfather John Kane, again, who is a radio talk host here in New York City, who will actually be going on at 10 o'clock this morning, WBAI, if he's not with his family right now, celebrating the birth of the grandsons. And if you go to his Facebook page. It's JohnKane. You can throw him a shout out of congratulations. Okay, Blessed Souls, let's go now further into the program. Blessed Souls, we are returning to the Mittler Rebbe's Chapter 1, Os Aleph. To consider what is behind the cognitive depth dash essential or quintessential point of the comprehension which can be extracted from some form of fundamental understanding, evidencing cognitively that some form of wisdom has been revealed to him or her, dash meditative, dash inner understanding, dash analytical human being experience or experiences. Although attention should be given at this point in time to the context or the content of wisdom, which exists within its own realm as an expression of Bechina Shel Ayin, an expression of nothingness. You could also define it as a dimension or quality of mamutza, of intermediary, connecting that which is above wisdom to that which is below wisdom. So that which is above normative profundity perception and to bringing it down into levels below profound profundity perception until it can be elucidated upon. So when we deal with this bechina of ayin, quality of nothingness, which we just said really means more than just zero or zip or nothing, this bechina of ayin of a Torah concept, before it comes to be included within the depth of comprehension to emerge within a human being's understanding. Now, please consider Blessed Souls' allegory for Chochmah, or wisdom, which is likened to a flowing wellspring, which itself is receiving from a root of even deeper sources of water. So wisdom, again, is likened to a wellspring, but even this wellspring must receive from deeper sources of water. Whether you want to quote wisdom or even faculties of consciousness beyond wisdom. Wisdom which is receiving from a source for water, which is in and of itself, we should take note, contains within it a quality of depth which serves as a root for the more revealed wellsprings of water surfacing from a body of earth and congealing into bodies of kinetic fluid, some would call a stream, a lake, a river, a sea, and last but not least, an ocean. So too, human being wisdom, Chochmah Anushi, which is human being wisdom, is a receptacle to receive eternal divinity, godliness, elokus, from any muskal shel Torah, from any concept in Torah. If normative human being wisdom is deconstructed, for us to, so to speak, peel away from the layers of the onion to get to the epicenter of the onion, if we were to peel away from the layers of this allegorical onion of wisdom, it should not be a struggle for you to realize, Blessed Souls, there truly is a depth to your own Chochmah Nushi, your own human wisdom, and it should be even less than a struggle to recognize that in fact there are even higher realms of Chochmah Anushi, your human wisdom, which you have not yet accessed until days are coming when the Talamus Chachma, concealed levels of wisdom for you and from your blessed self, Amkei Chachma, the depths of wisdom, will be flowing freely to your blessed Seichel Anushi, your human intellect. Days are coming. Days are coming. Normative wisdom will be directly configured to Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration, unavuah, and prophecy. But before we get to that point, blessed souls, for just as there tangibly exists a depth, a length, and a width, or you could call that width a breath, or breadth, B-R-E-A-D-T-H, with any level of your Bina Anushi, your human understanding, there exists as well a depth, length, and width or breadth within your blessed Chachmanushi, your blessed human intellect. A microcosmic environment reflecting out to and within this blessed creation a wellspring of wisdom, a mind of Chachma, a wellspring of wisdom, which is tersely described by the Mittler Rebbe, as we mentioned before, as Ayin, a sense of nothingness or intermediary entity which connects from tangible existence, Metzius Mamashi or Muhashi, to that level which is not so tangible. There's an intermediate level, like a corner wall connecting two sides of a wall, which otherwise would be separate entities without that corner, which gives the space for the two walls to connect in that corner. So when we talk about wisdom, we're talking about the wellspring of wisdom connected to a level of Ayin, which again, a sense of nothingness, intermediary, and the wellspring of Chochmah actually taps into something way beyond itself, the Omeka mind, the depth of the wellspring, to clarify the beginning of a root from where that root was hewn out of, extracted out of its own site-specific depth. Oto omeka prati, that from any particular wisdom, chachma baderek prat, any particular wisdom, that site, specific depth, contains within it the capacity to disperse some ethereal measure of wisdom, chokhmah, prepotential state, we would call it the hayuli of chokhmah, to ascend like a flow of deep well water, until eventually we see the manifestation of a steady flow of water. Or once we start to tap into the depths of our Chochmah, the Ayin of our Chochmah, the Mayin of Chochmah, the Omeka mind, the depth of the wellspring. So wisdom within our human life, cognitive experience, and profundity perception experience breaks through like drops of water, drop after drop, which once revealed from their previous state of concealment, blessed souls, a level of concealment which was outsourced from total concealment, which is tersely described by the Mittler Rebbe as Tachlis Omchol Lamata, the totality of the depth below, just as we see the wellsprings of the earth's abyss break through the layers of earth below ground level, earth. For the earth is capable, Baruch Hashem, blessed is the Creator, of maintaining its mass while also being simultaneously capable of containing within it Mayanot HaTahom, an abyss for those wellsprings, which no one knows what's going on down there, aside from the fact it's described to us by the Torah. No one has drilled down to that depth to actually observe the abyss. And there from the abyss of the earth, the Tahom Ha'aretz, the Tahom Hamayim, Tahom Rabbah, there is an upward spiraling up elevation of the water. And from the depth of those levels, qualities of the wellsprings, it flows through the earth, so to speak, defying gravity, if we trace the flow of the water from its source way below the earth up to surface level. It would appear from our perspective the water is flowing against the laws of gravity. And yet at the same time too, while the earth, which maintains its mass, can allow these wellsprings to flow without creating continuous natural disasters. Of course, we do know when the earth shifts, there are in fact natural disasters called earthquakes. For the earth, while outwardly appearing to be very condensed material, is in fact actually quite porous, allowing for bountiful measures of water to flow through it. Now, we're speaking from a general presentation, as written in the first chapter of the Shaar Yichud, the Gate of Unification, by the Mittler Rebbe, blessed souls. But, you know, this is also allegorical in terms of our own consciousness of who we are as human beings in relation to our blessed human brains. Because our blessed human brains are below skin surface level. It would seem that the brain seems to resemble the earth as a dense physical matter, although some would say, and I have no problem with this, that it is much more refined, dense physical matter, as opposed to, say, like the tips of our toes or our ankles or the heels of our feet, or the heels of our soles, or the bottom of our feet, the soles of the feet. But yet our brain as well, carrying all of the qualities of its own dense physical matter, is also porous to some degree, that fluids, whether it be brain fluids, water, and blood through the various chambers which carry the blood through the brain, I guess that would be the blood vessels. This dense physical matter called the brain is porous to some degree, that fluids flow within it and don't cause structural damage to the human brain experience, except, heaven forbid, if there's some sort of blockage of the flow of these liquids, whether it be blood, water, or other type of, I guess, spinal fluid liquid somehow make it up there. So anatomically, someone probably can correct me on that. So too, blessed souls, our consciousness, we can say, and offer for your perusal to speculate and meditate upon it, carries within it, allegorically, some sort of dense matter with its own unique density in our brains or minds, our minds or our consciousness. We contain within ourselves our own unique density of depth, the density being directly related to the depth of our consciousness, the length of our consciousness, the width slash breadth of our consciousness. And our consciousness will not decompose, blessed souls, when exposed to new wisdoms from the Mayim Atahom, from the wellsprings of the abyss, of our Etzem HaNeshama, or your Etzem HaNeshama, the essence of your soul. Rather, your mind, your consciousness, will continue to retain its blessed density and actually become more flexible, more conscious, and last but not least, hopefully, more sensitive towards becoming a proper vehicle, a vessel, to perceive, receive, internalize, and ultimately disperse awareness of Elokus, of godliness, of divinity within this blessed creation, and outwardly towards other levels, worlds, and garments of this blessed creation of thought, speech, and action. And with that being said, blessed souls, we're going to conclude now the program. I hope these last several minutes in today's humble presentation provided for you some sort of edification, nourishment, and to further what I believe is a positive form of empowerment, nourishment, is the power of song in the form of a cappella, meaning it's just the blessed vocalizations of chapter 121 from Psalms, Tehillim, by Reb Yosef Kaduner, a fine young man who lives out in the Holy Land. And I'm going to read the words now in English from 121 in Psalms. A song for ascent. I shall raise my eyes to the mountains. From where will my help come? My help is from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter. Your garden will not slumber. Behold, the garden of Israel neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your guardian. The Lord is your shadow. He is by your right hand. By day the sun will not smite you, nor the moon at night. The Lord will guard you from all evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming from now to eternity. And before we turn to this wonderful music by Reb Kaduner, I just want to remind you that we need to see more unification in this blessed world, blessed souls. Not just wisdom and understanding. We need to see more pagishas, more encounterings of what? Of chesed and emes, kindness and truth. We need to see more kissing in the world. Kissing of righteousness and peace. And in fact, King David wrote about this so prophetically. And when we start to see more encounters between kindness and truth, and I'll just read the verse, chesed ve'emes nifkashu v'tzedek v'shalom nashaku, when we start to see the meeting of kindness and truth, and the kissing, the embracing, spiritual, cognitive, embracing, touching, face to face, countenance to countenance, heart to heart of righteousness and peace, we won't all be surprised when this will be manifest and actualized in the way it was originally meant to be, as much as possible, even before the universal redemption, agulimitis hashlema. And koshach and alakas kama bakama, how much more so, with even greater emphasis, in Yemosu Mashiach, the days of the Mashiach, will roar out Torah Chadashah, new insights into divine instruction, which were never revealed, even to the likes of the great prophets of old, and Bali Ruch Kodesh, men and women of great inspiration. So that being said, I just want to end off with wishing to everyone today Ahav Echad, one love, Goral Echad, one destiny, Kulanu for all of us, Badar Chidom, Darkei Shalom, in a pleasant, peaceful way, Laham Shich, to continue Bez Hashem Yisparech. And again, today's show was dedicated to the Refuah Shlema of Reb Eitan Ben Sara Alei Shalom, Ish, rest in peace. And also on the joyful news of John Cain, will be going on in a couple of minutes in WBI New York City, 99.5 on the FM dial, with the official news of two new grandsons, actually twins, Troy and Kyson Cain Stearns. And so, without further ado, blessed souls, Shir Malos. Take care.
Shir Lamalos Esa Einai El Harim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Hashem Ose Shamayim Va'aret Aliten Lamo שומרך הנה לא ינום ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל השם שומרך השם צילך על יד ימינך יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה השם ישמורך מכל רע ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. שיר למעלה, אשא עיניי אל הערים, מאין יבוא עזרי. Hinnah שומרך השם פירך על יד ימינך יומם השמש לא יקקה השם שומרך, השם פירך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. השם ישמור צדך ובואך, ואתה ועד עולם. השם ישמור צדך ובואך, מעתה ועד.